It seems like there are so many recent books about colonial history, but you go back to some of the earlier ones, like you're talking about Bounded Lives, Bounded Places, Free Black Society in Colonial New Orleans, 1769 to 1803 by Kimberly Hanger. That's a book you think is important, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think she probably has done the best job of writing about free people of color and how that community formed and within the context of Spanish rule. And Shannon Doughty's book as well.
I mean, right, and she went on to win a MacArthur.
She did.
Building the Devil's Empire, French Colonial New Orleans.
She did. It really stood on her shoulders. I mean, there was so much she helped me conceptualize the story in a way. Mm-hmm. I don't think I would have had I not read her dissertation.
Ah.
I'm not sure she gets as much credit as she deserves for this splendid book.
It is a splendid book. And then, of course, there's Eberhard Faber's Building the Land of Dreams, New Orleans and the Transformation of Early America.
And that's another winner. It's a fresh look at a period that's very hard to pin down, the territorial period, the transition from European colonial sovereignty to American sovereignty. And there are changes in race relations, changes in the law, creating a new political class, and how this ethnically divided city, at least the power brokers, are going to work together to really rake it in as all that all that profit starts flowing down the river, from the Midwest.
And one of my favorite books is The World That Made New Orleans, From Spanish Silver to Congo Square by Ned Sublette.
The way he embedded the idea of the Spanish tinge in New Orleans music, in the New Orleans groove. It's sort of the history of the New Orleans groove.
It is.
You know, when he tells you about it in person, he can almost, do a kind of a rumba beat.
He does. He does. That's why we are the northernmost city in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's A Company Man, the remarkable French Atlantic voyage of a clerk for the Company of the Indies by Marc-Antoine Caillaux.
Yeah, a shirt-chasing clerk at that.
Yes!
Yeah, that was another book I wish I had had my hands on, and Erin Greenwald
did a great job.
Great job with that book. And they're just a gracious plenty of great books. You know, Freddie Evans' book on Congo Square.
Right.
And, a couple of seminal ones, of course, is Gwen Hall, even though it's about the state, but it's really about New Orleans, and Daniel Lesner's book on Indian settlers and slaves, the Frontier Exchange Society.
And then Emily Clark's given us a look at the New Orleans Ursulines and Masterless Mistresses.
Absolutely. I mean, didn't realize the role of women. And writing about women during this period is pretty doggone hard because, the sources are not as plentiful as they are for white males, European males. She really did a splendid job, and I think the book she's followed up with, A Strange History of American Quadroos, has really blown out of the water, the whole myth of the plissage.
Right,
it's much more complicated than that, and to be understood in the background of the Saint-Domingue exiles.
She's really done her homework with those books.
She has. Everything she does is top-notch, a touch of first-class scholar.
We've been talking with Tulane University Professor Emeritus Larry Powell about New Orleans history books for the Tricentennial Reading List. The Reading Life Tricentennial Reading List is sponsored by the Hellis Foundation, the John Burton Harter Trust, and the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities. For the ever-growing Tricentennial Reading List and other episodes, check out wwno.org.